It's 5:30, 5:31 to be exact. You have fallen into the Alaska Music Spotlight here on the radio at this time every Friday for over 10 years now. Catching up with some live music and catching up with local releases, brand new releases. Try to keep it current on the spotlight. And when you're talking about music and you're talking about Girdwood, those two things, they just go together so well. Music and Girdwood, they were meant for each other. When you're in a small mountain town, snowed in, it helps to pick up a guitar and keep yourself entertained. How well can that simple approach work when recording an album? How do you set the direction of a second album as you're just starting to explore what being a musician can really entail? At 14, Ava Earle has a second album that was just released May 26th, and she is live in studio. We've got mic number 3 on you. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming in. The new CD is excellent. Let's talk a little this new album that's self-titled, and get a little credit to those who helped you make it. Not only was it your project, but you really reached out this time and got a lot more people involved.
Yeah.
So tell us more about the new CD.
So Andy he plays guitar in it. So we went up to Portland along with my manager, Julia. She's also super supportive. And we went to record in Portland with Hawkins Wright. I met him through Julia, and he seemed like he really understood what I wanted out of this album, which was very honest sound that really portrays kind of how I play live. And I wanted it to be easy to replicate with just Andy and I playing it. And so we went up there, and we decided just to get it done all in 1 week so that there would be no excuses. You couldn't get out of it. We just laid it all out there and got it done. And then I think it was a great experience for me, and I'm so happy for everyone that was there. Also, Anna Tivell played the fiddle on it, and she was marvelous.
How did you run into her?
Well, Anna and I, we met at a house concert in Anchorage.
Of course.
And I was opening for her and her friend Jeffrey Martin. And then it was actually Hawkins orchestrated a little surprise for me where Anna came in. I had no clue she was coming in. And the day before, my mom's like, "Hey, Ava, have a great day. Something might happen. I hope you have fun." And I totally didn't think anything about it. But then Anna Tivell walks in, and I was like, "What is going on?" I was very confused, but it was a very wonderful surprise for me.
And so it begins. All of a sudden, you've got helpers who are nearby and albums that are being made and a CD that you're very proud of. And I can see you're excited about it, which is great because you wouldn't want to come back from Portland going, "I wish I could do that one over." Andy Mullins live in studio with us as well. He'll be playing tonight with Ava, and that'll be over at the Willowa. We didn't put a mic upwards towards Andy, but say hello.
Hello, can you hear me now?
There he is.
I've worked these mics before. I can't believe Ava even let you put one in front of my face.
So the Willowa show tonight, as I just found out, is up on the roof.
Yes, it is. It's on the roof. And I was down there setting up my drums earlier. It was very nice. I hope it doesn't rain.
It's not going to.
Nope.
We've got the music to take the rain away. We'd love to just get some music going right away for the folks who are on the drive home. What can you share with us, Ava?
Sweet, this is Lila. Walking up and walking down, silver lining on my cold white cloud. You move around me like the earth around the sun. What's to be done? I keep you in the pocket of my favorite denim jeans. So quiet, a lie, 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 a lie. Taking the steps, pacing back and forth. Try to keep my head on earth, but it's hard. I take my chances, but I always find I'm right. I know I'm right. can't you watch me watch you? Well, now I know. Quiet, Lila, 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 oh, Lila, 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 oh, oh, oh.
It's Ava Earl live in studio. The new self-titled CD just getting released May 26th. A song called Lila from the album. And the song is beautiful, and maybe that's why you did want that minimalist approach to the making of this record. Did you really want to shoot for that clarity of the guitar and voice?
Yes, and mostly it was that when I play live, I really want to be promoting what's on my CD. So if I play live and it's me and Andy, and then they go on and there's like drums and like tambourines and stuff, I just felt like that was unnecessary. I wanted the natural, honest to what I was feeling.
So the recording to match the performances,
yes.
And vice versa.
Exactly.
So when you go back out to perform, you don't want to add a whole bunch of new instrumentation.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
It. Is it a challenge with this second album to now suddenly realize you're seeing things through the eyes of a songwriter? Seeing all of life now after two CDs, putting together life into a song, has it changed the way you look at things?
Not really. I don't witness something and be like, oh, this would make a great song. It's more like I'll go home after a long day and I'll be like, I'm gonna pick up my guitar, and then I'll start thinking, oh, that thing that happened to me today, maybe that could be a song. It's more after the fact still.
So the music actually is sort of a way to unwind and release yourself, and then you find you find life merging with your relaxation technique versus it being a job.
Mm-hmm. And unlike my last album, I was just starting getting into making songs, and so I wasn't exactly sure how to take life experiences and put them in songs. So a lot of the songs, I just walk out and I'd see a bird and I'd write a song about a bird, and that was wonderful in its own way. But I've moved on from that style of writing, and now I think that making it more meaningful to people, how they connect, so that they will be able to connect with my music like I can.
That's starting to see things through the prism of a songwriter. That's certainly shows up on the album, where the songs are intimate, but actually at the same time very recognizable by anybody who's listening. There's a lot of themes going on there. What would you describe as a major theme of the CD, if there is any one focus?
That's a good question. I think that just mostly I'm a very people-oriented person, so a lot of my reactions with people is how this goes into the songs, and like either I have a great interaction with a person or I have a bad interaction with a person, that it's mostly very strong emotions that went into this CD.
There was a social character to the CD that I think I picked up on too. As I looked down at some of my notes, I noticed the word social or person or who's this about is on many of these notes. So that fits. It's a very social structure to the songwriting. And is there any particular one that's got a strong story that you'd like to share with people today? Maybe the song you're going to share next, or...
Well, I think we should do Cold Shoulder next, probably, and that has a good story. So I had a friend, and the thing is, in my class, I really wanted to be close to certain people who kind of seemed to push me away. And so when I try to get an intimacy with someone, or I just want to be their friend, and they they're not wanting to hang out with me or
they're
anything.
They're distant.
Yes, they're distant. But I got, this song is about being, I was close enough to someone that they like gave me the silent treatment, and I'm like, I'm in. you care enough to give me the silent treatment. That means that this is where I want to be. So
let's hear that one. So Cold Shoulder is on the new album by Ava Earl, which is self-titled. You can catch her tonight at the Willowaw up on the roof in the sunshine. Let's hear Cold Shoulder.
case.
Ava Earle, live in studio at 90.3 KMBA. Local music featured every Friday at 5:30. Live in studio means we get to have a conversation with the artist, learn more about the new CD, and find out what's going on over the weekend and beyond. It is a very pretty album, and congratulations once
again.
Thank you so much. I'm enjoying it, because I've played three or four different singles during the week on the radio, and usually the more singles you play, the more you realize you like an album, obviously, instead of focusing on one track. Mm-hmm. Is there one track in particular that stands out as, like, the first one that started the process of a second CD? Like, what was the one that was ready to go that you didn't put on the last album that was the star of this one?
Well, the oldest song on this album that I've written would be Lila, and I really think it definitely pops out in the CD. We put the most stuff into that one, so I'm doing harmony on that one, and Anna Tivelson on the fiddle. There's Andy on it, and then my guitar. So it's got the most stuff on it. And also it's just it sounds like one of my newer songs. So it's like an old new song.
And yet it could be one of the most mature, if you will, on this CD. Mature meaning it's had the most time to mature and age a little bit. That's an interesting concept. Sometimes you just do have to let a song age a little bit before it is ready to present.
Yeah, I'm not very good at doing that.
You want to roll them out there quickly?
Yeah.
Well, that maybe takes us to my next thought, which I saw a quote in your bio again, and I just couldn't resist asking you about this, where it was, I think it was from an original guitar teacher saying, her tendency to change songs. There was a comment in there about Ava's tendency to change songs. Is there any story about that? Tell more about what that means.
I think that comes from my wonderful music teacher, Melanie Stiasny. I lived in Anchorage for a bit, and then I moved to Girdwood in about second grade, and soon after I started taking guitar lessons from Melanie, and Andy was actually her guitar teacher, so there's some lineage. So anyway, Melanie was just, she was very wonderful, and when I would come in and play a song, and I don't remember this, but apparently I would just change the end of a song and like do something different to it. And she was like, "That's great, keep doing that." And so she really taught me how to write songs and how to make stuff.
And so some people are terrified to deviate. You thought, well, that's normal to deviate. Jump right out there, take it, own it. And that explains why maybe you want to get those songs out there early sometimes, too. Mm-hmm. This CD will be featured, no doubt, in the set tonight. The set is beginning at what time? Do you guys know exactly?
8 o'clock is our start time with Ava, to be closed and followed by Denali Cooks. We are honored to close for Ava.
I'm honored to open for the Denali Cooks. This is very, very wonderful. Thank you, Andy.
Well, coming back in a moment, we will want to talk a little bit about Girdwood and the activities this weekend. And I think you're also hosting something special during the Forest Fair.
Yes.
So we want to talk about that
in
just a minute,
too.
But let's make sure we get another track in here, another song in before the top of the hour. World Cafe is coming up next at 6 o'clock. And the new CD is just being released. I imagine she'll have a couple of copies there available. And where else can people find information? Very easy, AvaEarle.com.
Yes.
Not .org, .com. Ava Earle. So what can you sing for us now?
Looks like Andy wants to do I'm Not Alone.
Then I'd say fire it up and let's go with that one.
Sweet. It is only when you talk to people I don't even know that I realize we are not one person but two with two separate pairs of eyes.
live in studio with Ava Earle and Andy Mullen. They'll be performing tonight at the Willowa, opening up for Denali Cooks, and they'll take it on the road throughout the entire summer. Andy, you gonna hang out for a whole bunch of gigs with her throughout this summer, or is this sort of a special one-off?
Well, just so happens this is a convenient one where both both ensembles are going to be at the same place, and I will try to follow Ava and play as much as I can with her.
Well, I know that I see you're a busy guy in Hope with Thursday night open mics at the Sea View and in Hope.
Oh, yes.
May I say Hope and Mics?
She likes to say Hope and Mike. I like to say Jam with
Hope
a B.
And Mike. Hope I and just Mike. Got it. Well, it's good to see you guys together. We've got a couple more moments here before the top of the hour. World Cafe is coming up next at 6 o'clock. The show again tonight kicking in about 8 o'clock, and the roof is open, and it's sunny outside. And this weekend, well, it's going to be a good weekend, and the Fiddlehead Festival. Are you playing at the Fiddlehead
Festival? Yes, I am. I will be playing tomorrow with Andy.
Saturday, so yes. You're on the radio. You got a gig in the evening. You're playing on Saturday. Are you starting to feel this whole musician thing is like could eat up a lot of your summer?
It could, but I love it. It's wonderful, and it's great to be out there playing my music, sharing stories, and meeting new people.
So being from Girdwood, you grew up with the Forest Fair, and that was that a big part of your life?
I mean, I love Forest Fair because I like to go shopping and stuff, and the music thing started becoming a thing like 3 years ago. Julia Isaac, like I said, wonderful. Thank you so much, Julia. She's my manager. And also, before she was my manager, she put me on Forest Fair because she does the music for that. So she put me up on Forest Fair with my friend Quinn. And I played for like half an hour on the main stage, and it was incredibly nerve-wracking, but it was a great experience for me. And I've been playing Forest Fair ever since. This is going to be my fourth year.
So the Forest Fair this year, I understand you have something a little special, a little different that you're working an angle there with other youth musicians.
Yes. So Forest Fair, I think it is Saturday or Friday at noon. It's one of the Forest Fair days, and it's at noon, and I'm going to host a kids set, and it's the youth showcase. It will be on the beach stage, and so we're inviting youth from Girdwood and surrounding areas to come up, and if they have a solo thing that they'd like to do, then that would be great. And then also we're going to have a sing-along at the very end for like 15 minutes, and it's going to be about three songs. And it's really great to get kids involved and make sure that they have a good space to share their creativity. And if they want to start a career from this, then I think it's a great place to start open mics and Forest Fair.
I think that is definitely important, too, that there needs to be stages that are welcoming and open to new performers.
Yeah.
Safe in the sense that you don't have somebody breathing over your shoulder going, that's it, aren't you done, get out of here. No, they need to be welcoming, open spaces, and you got to give it a try to see if you like it. Because sometimes you might be a songwriter, but you don't like the stage, and you just go ahead and realize, I'll just be over here and do my thing this way. Mm-hmm. But it looks like you took to the stage nicely. You're getting more comfortable with live performances.
Yes,
comfortable
a lot
enough
more comfortable.
To book a
I've started
whole bunch
talking,
of them.
So that's the next step, is actually sharing stories. It's kind of new for me. I'm a big talker when you know me, but put me in front of a microphone and tell me to talk in front of people, not exactly my forte, but I've been working on it. So hopefully if you catch me this summer, I'll have a decent story to share.
It all comes with just repetition. The more you do it, the more you open up to
it. That's what I'm finding out.
And I think that I would love to do one more bonus song this hour.
Sweet.
If we could. I'd love to squeeze one more track in. The World Cafe is up next at 6 o'clock. But as usual, when we've got a good live guest in studio, we can maybe squeeze one more out. And Andy maybe says, I'm not sure if we're tuned up correctly for that one more extra song.
Yeah, we are
digging through the pouch of magic songs to see if we got one ready to go. Again, Andy, thanks for dropping off the Denali Cooks CD as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm so excited about it. Thank you for taking it.
We
tried like four times, like, take this.
Then finally I picked it up.
So, all right, I'll take it.
And put it on the radio. So what are we going to be able to share as our last song?
This last one is Don't Be Afraid.
I won't be. Go for it.
Go.
In studio with Ava Earle. Thank you so much for
bringing
that soft opening to our upcoming weekend. It just eased me right into the sunshine here.
Sweet.
It was very pleasant, and I look forward to exploring this new CD more. And I almost hate to tell you, but I'm already looking forward to the next CD.
Me too.
Me too.
Andy and Ava as well. Well, catch them tonight, 8 o'clock, as the duo opens up for the Denali Cooks, 8 o'clock tonight at the Willowaw on the Roof over the weekend at the Fiddlehead Music Festival. Heading up to Talkeetna later this summer and then back to the Girdwood and the Forest Fair. Thank you, Ava.
Thank you so much.